Milwaukee has asthma rates higher than the national average. This concerns local health officials, but they say they are making strides. A city committee will consider an indoor workplace smoking ban next month, and Milwaukee's outdoor air quality met federal standards last August. Those risk factors may trigger allergic reactions that require treatment, and Dr. John Moyer says poorer people affected in the Milwaukee area are more likely to get the right medicine than if they lived in another part of the country. He cites a Medicaid study on children and teens with asthma.
Almost 80% were on the appropriate medication to control asthma, while the statistics nationally for children enrolled in Medicaid was just a little above 50%.
Moyer directs a coalition called Fight Asthma Milwaukee Allies. He says Milwaukee's high poverty rate makes it hard to prevent and treat the chronic disease. Poverty and the rate of uninsured people were among the 12 criteria used in the report, which ranks cities as top 10 asthma capitals. Scranton, Pennsylvania, and Cleveland, Ohio topped the list. Funding for the Asthma Foundation study came from Genentech and Novartis. The two pharmaceutical makers developed the first therapy to treat the cause of allergic asthma, as opposed to merely alleviating symptoms. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.